All those in favor of adopting the resolution, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution is adopted.
The vote to approve the nearly $500 million in new funding for the Solar City factory in Buffalo was delayed for a week after the Assembly Speaker and Senate leader said they lacked information about the projects. The program, as well as other Cuomo administration economic development projects, is the target of a federal probe. The Buffalo Billion monies are administered by a management company, Fort Schuyler Management. It is not subject to public meeting laws or freedom of information laws, and critics have called it opaque. Assembly Democrats did require, as a condition of their yes vote, that the Cuomo administration provide monthly progress reports on the projects and more accurate information on whether job creation goals are met, and if not, what punishments will be imposed. Assemblyman Joseph Giglio, a Republican from Olean, is the Assembly Minority Party representative on the board. He says the projects are vital to Western New York, but he's still not satisfied that he's been told all the details.
Our concerns are very basic. Although we are in agreement with the project, we would just like to know that at some point there will be a clear delineation of where the money starts and where the money ends up and who is responsible for paying the vendors and for making sure the project proceeds.
Lawyers and other officials from Cuomo's Empire State Development Corporation and Fort Schuyler Management answered in general terms. Kevin Yunus is chief operating officer for ESDC.
The standard construction industry practice with the forms.
Giglio, as a minority member, does not have voting rights on the board. Assembly Minority Republican Leader Brian Kolb says the voting board members should have waited.
Why is this last minute? What's the rush?
Kolb says there are no details about the inner workings of the Fort Schuyler Management Company that's run by SUNY Polytechnic Institute. That's the Albany-based nano college that's involved in numerous high-tech and other projects across New York. The U.S. Attorney's probe is focusing in part on Fort Schuyler's decisions to hire politically connected contractors to do the work funded with the public monies. Kolb says Cuomo's initial budget called for just $10 million to be allocated to the giant solar manufacturing plant on the site of a former steel factory in Buffalo. But he says in the 11th hour of private budget talks between Cuomo and legislative leaders, the amount ballooned to nearly $500 million.
How did this all change? Because it originally was supposed to be tax credits, energy credits, and now it's cash coming out directly to Fort Schuyler, who's part of SUNY Poly, and who's in charge of all this, and how is it all unfolding?
A spokesman for Cuomo's Empire State Development Corporation could not name the specific person who's actually in charge of Fort Schuyler Management, saying he also doesn't know. And a spokesman for Governor Cuomo's budget office says it's no secret that the $485.5 million allocation for the Buffalo Billion was part of the final budget deal. And while the vote to allocate the nearly $500 million in public monies is final, Governor Cuomo's own special investigator, Bart Schwartz, will be reviewing each individual work contract before the payments are sent out. Cuomo appointed his own prosecutor after U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara subpoenaed records for the Buffalo Billion and other Cuomo administration economic development projects. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.